think this is the best I've ever looked.
Girl, I think that's doing a disservice to all the other times that you've looked great.
I mean, I think I finally figured out my camera situation.
You look great.
Thank you, as do
Yes,
you.
thank you. Happy Tuesday.
I wish I could be blonde sometimes.
Do you? We are on, by the way.
Great. Yeah, there are so many times I just wanted to look like J-Lo. And then I just had to realize every single time, it's just not for me.
Did you ever do like the wig thing? Like for a Halloween or something? To
I was
just
Princess Peach.
cute.
Princess Peach, and I did the full like platinum blonde. That wasn't even J-Lo blonde. That was like white girl blonde. And not for
Well,
me.
forgive me for not associating J-Lo with like a version of blonde. Is that because like for your complexion that was like the attainable version of blonde, or like is she blonde?
She's blonde. She's like a brassy blonde, but she hasn't gone platinum Playboy blonde. But there is definitely like a level of Shakira J-Lo blonde that exists.
Okay, yeah,
That's
you're
pretty
right.
close to your color.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I believe
So
you.
there were many times where I tried and failed and tried and failed and
I just can't
just
even
wasn't for
think it
me.
would not be healthy to try to convince your stunning color of hair to do
Thank
anything
you.
besides what it's doing. Because you don't
It was a
color
bad
your hair.
idea. Well, it would always turn, it would maybe be blonde for a week, and then it would turn like brassy red, copper,
It would
just not.
disagree with the with
It
what
would
was happening.
disagree. Yeah, I would go, you shouldn't do that. And I go, are you sure? Are you sure? Because I think
Are
we
you
should go
sure?
lighter. And then I would look at myself and be like, yeah, no, that was a bad
No.
idea. That was
I love
dumb.
your hair color. It's
Thank
so
you.
like not it's in the minority of like the area. At least we grew up in Minnesota, that's for sure.
It's true. It's true. And that's why I wanted to be blonde for all of growing up.
Well,
And
guess
now I'm
what?
like, you
I
know
wanted to go to your alma mater, so like we don't get everything we want in life, okay?
I wore this just for you.
Well, show it like a little higher, kind of like up where your face
Okay.
is. Yeah, she's got, yeah,
This
she's, yeah, no.
I got this. I got this at homecoming a couple of weeks ago. And how is it possible I didn't even wear it that day? I've never worn it until this day, and yet I already have stuff on it.
It happens. You know why you're allowed to do that? Because you paid good money, or your parents paid good money for you to go to that school, so you can get whatever you want on that jacket. We touched on this last week, and I was just like, you know what? We're gonna commit to the bit because you can only talk about seasonal stuff for so long, and we got a long month ahead of us of Tuesdays.
It's true.
So let's do this. You know, there might be some kids at home. You know, already some of those crazy trimesters or quarters or whatever, where like kids get done with Thanksgiving at Thanksgiving for college, or you're studying right now, or your parents are watching and they have kids in college, whatever. We have, once again, a very unique and different approach to however college went for us in our phase of lives. And people, I really have to like change my face in my general like dry sense of humor approach. Normally, I really have to change my face to like, no, you should take me seriously when people ask me, there was a light that just fell. People ask me, like, oh, college. I'm like, well, I did not like college. And they're like, ha. I'm like, no, seriously, I didn't like
You are
it.
in the minority. Did you like
Yes.
high school better?
I mean, what is any of it? I kind of just, yeah, I guess I liked high school better. Yeah, I liked
Yeah.
high school better. But I also don't want to
Yeah.
sound like a loser who's like, high school was awesome. You know what I mean?
I'm
I like
glad
my
that you had a
20s.
positive
I
experience.
like my tw I rank my 20s above all else. 20s, high
Okay.
school. Like if we're going in the like po pre 30, let's go. Love my 30s, 20s, high school, college. That would be my power rank of generations. Probably put my childhood ahead of college at this point. You went to USC and you're just one of these many people, and I'm married to one of them who just love their college time and their alma mater.
Sure do so much with every fiber
Did you
of my
like it the
being.
whole time?
Pretty much. So, like, it was really the times that I didn't like it were pretty like far and few between. And
Okay.
really, it was just because I got cut from the dance team. And so I had a little bit of
Oh.
resentment, but I still was in LA. And it was like, I wouldn't say it was peak USC. I would say it was just barely post peak USC,
Oh,
but we still
yeah.
had Pete Carroll. We had a victorious Rose Bowl. And fun fact about me, I don't like calling it the cheerleading squad because it's not what it was. We were the
It's
song
not.
girls.
Yeah.
We didn't yell, we didn't tumble, we danced with pom-poms, and we had iconic uniforms. And the fun fact about me is that I never danced at a losing game for football.
Hell
The
yeah.
one game that we lost that season, I did not travel. But
Oh. But you traveled? Oh my God.
Yeah, we went to Stanford and Notre Dame and Arizona and all the Pac 10, 12 teams.
Well, you just touched on it because this is actually what began this path last week for us was you just casually mentioned on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving, which, by the way, how was Benihana with your family?
It was honestly kind of tragic, I'm not going to lie. The onion volcano was a little sad, and I don't think he even flipped any shrimp tails and fully gave up on the egg in the hat thing. Like, egg broke as soon as it hit.
So this person was not classically trained in the performance.
Not classically trained, or else they just don't make them the same way anymore. They just unfortunately.
Don't. They truly don't. Dang it, I'm sad for you. But I hope you have a good special Friends Day regardless.
I know.
But the day before Thanksgiving. Last week, oh, as a part of your memory bank of preparing for the pageant that we competed against each other in, that you were like, I was preparing for college and I was doing all this stuff. And like, I went to Stanford math camp and I was like, oh my gosh, you did so many things to make sure you got into like your great school. What I'm wondering about today, because again, my approach is my parents, they feel so, I think, sad and like riddled with this when I approach them. It's not their fault. And I really, now that I am a parent, it's not their fault. It's my nature. Who got you in that mind space that you were going to do certain things to set yourself apart, to go to like very elite schools, and just rattle off the schools that you had in mind and maybe some of the things and just kind of the background of all this?
I was between USC and Johns Hopkins. Those were my top two and could not have been more opposite in terms of why I would have wanted to go to those places. So you look at your face. What is that face?
My face is my sister lived in the condo building that looked down upon Johns Hopkins undergrad in Baltimore. And I used to go to that because she was like a nurse at the hospital. She could like go to that gym that's at the undergrad. And I just remember being like, oh my God, these people are so smart and they're so intense. They're so intense. And like, we used to go out in Baltimore and like, they were just so smart and so intense. And you are very smart. You are intense, I guess, but not like, that's not how you present.
I'm not that intense.
No, yeah. They're very engineering. So how did you land on that?
So you asked, how did I get myself into the headspace? I honestly really don't know, because my parents were never the ones who pushed me to do anything. I was the only girl in my family. I was the youngest by a lot. I do believe that having significantly older brothers and seeing them apply to school, go to school, that maybe inserted something inside of my brain of just the natural progression in your life is you're supposed to go to college. But my mom didn't finish college. Like, it was, and she would say to me that one of her biggest regrets was that she didn't go. So she really wanted me to be able to do that. But in terms of all those different activities that I had mentioned of like going to math camp and whatever, I don't know where I picked up on it or learned it, because it was never anything that was forced upon me. I just remember going to, since I was really, really young, I went to a Montessori school for preschool through third grade. And it was one of those schools where you moved at your own pace, you moved at your own level. So for someone who, I have a very type B, nonlinear type of a brain, I loved the fact that I could move at my own pace, and I would ask for homework. Don't know why. I don't know if it was what I was reading or what I was watching on TV, but I was in front of a screen constantly. Like, I was constantly in front of a screen. I was watching Sesame Street and Wishbone and Arthur and like all of the shows I was in front of constantly. So I don't know if it was from whatever I was watching where Arthur was getting homework, so I wanted home. I don't know, but I was the one who would ask for homework. I was also really naturally competitive in terms of academics. So in fourth grade, they would time us for our multiplication tables, and I would always like want to get it in the fastest. But and I also don't know the secret of it or how I figured it out, but in my mind, I remember knowing that if I could get an interview with a college, I would have a better shot of getting my foot in the door. So any chance I had to have an interview, I would take it. And I do think that's what set me apart in, say, a place like Johns Hopkins, where I was absolutely not qualified to go or get in, yet somehow did. Or there was another school in Minnesota that I know you're familiar with, which is Carleton, which is a tiny little liberal arts school, but it's hard to get into. And somehow I got into that one too. And I really do believe and know that there was something in me that either by chance, by luck, perhaps it was strategic. There were so many instances throughout school where if I was given the opportunity to talk or communicate instead of writing an essay or taking a test, or if I could have it in addition to, maybe it was from watching Clueless, honestly. You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a D plus to a B minus? Maybe that's what it was, honestly. Yeah. I don't know. But I'm grateful. Like, my parents were never the ones that would say, did you do your homework? They would never read over my essays. They would never check my answers. Like, they were not that type of parenting. They just assumed that I did it. And most of the time I would wait until the last minute. I would be just, you know, getting as much as I could right before a test. And I mean, you had a big sister. You were closer
to
it.
Two questions. Your brothers, did they fare well in this environment? Like, did they go to school? Like, did they have any like academic challenges that you clocked it as like, okay, here's what to do, here's what not to do?
They were definitely really social and really well-rounded, where I had both brothers, they were on the football team. They did student council. They were on homecoming court. Like, they were definitely involved, but I know. That's another, we could talk about that one. You were on the homecoming court.
We're talking about what I'm jealous of you today. Okay.
I was not.
You were the MC.
I was the MC. Again, if I can talk my way into something, I'll do it.
Which I was going to say, was that a role before we had homecoming court, or did you talk?
It was.
Okay.
It totally was. I remember being in fourth grade the first time I saw homecoming court and thinking whoever the MC was so funny. And then I remember, maybe we were in eighth grade or freshman year, but Allie Wiseman, that's a name that sticks out to me. I remember and I just thought she was so cool and so funny. And I totally followed her trajectory in a lot of ways too, by accident. But I don't know what it was for me. Maybe it was from doing pageants, but something told me that if I could be well-rounded in some kind of a way, that perhaps I would be able to make myself stand out or just have more chances of getting something. And that's,
So what I'm hearing now, and again, it's hard not to look at this stuff through like the lens of the current life that we live. So what I am hearing from you right now is something my sister says about her second child, which is, while you are the youngest, you are still the firstborn daughter, and the energy you're exuding in this answer is very firstborn daughter.
Eldest daughter, Taylor eldest Swift energy. Daughter.
Yeah, kind of. But like, even though you're like, oh, I'm the baby of the family, it's still tracks like more in the eldest daughter. Yes, eldest daughter mentality.
I never thought about it that way, but you're right.
Yeah, because we, you know, my sister and we get our kids together. So far, my birth orders of my three fully like are embodying everything I see ever on Instagram. And in parenting books, which I totally read. But her second born is her daughter, yet she kind of trends more towards my oldest. So if that makes sense. So that is interesting that you're like, I don't know what it was. I just had it, because I am just like the classic second born, the youngest child. Like, you're right. I am only 3 years behind my sister. She was a senior when I was a freshman, and she was in that class with Allie. So that's how I knew that. But I watched her go through what I can only deem as like her strife academically at this very small and intense private school that we attended. And what I clocked was not at all like, okay, this is how to do it. This is what I clocked. I was like, I am not in a technical way as book smart as that person is, my own flesh and blood, my sister. There is no way I'm going to be able to do what she is trying to do, which is just straight up get into like pretty good colleges. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to like try to do it a different way. And I just like, there was no part of me that was like, if I apply myself 2x, then I can do it. I was like, nope, I can already see this path and this ain't for me. This whole like hours in the library trying to be the top 5 in the class. I don't know if it's like bad, like wrote myself off mentality, but like, I think the way that you had self-awareness for what you had to go after, I have a self-awareness for my lack of book smart. Tidness, if that makes sense. I'm a smart person. Don't get me wrong.
I was going to say, you're a very smart person.
I'm a smart person. I am a hard worker, a smart person. I am a poor student in the technical terms.
What does that mean?
I had a 2.8 GPA.
Okay.
That's not good. Girl, just to consider.
I'm trying to remember what mine was. I know it was in the threes, but it was not high enough 3.5.
Hopkins.
It doesn't, but that's what was so crazy is, so I don't think, maybe it was a 3.4, but I never made that one list. I forget what it's called.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The
the
Dean's
the
niece?
well, there's that and the honor roll, but there was like the Alta something, or
No, I don't even know what that
I don't know.
was.
I don't know. Clearly we didn't, neither one of us made it. But so I was never on that one. And the joke, even in my family, is I never even got an A in Spanish.
Nah, that's funny.
I'm
That's a good joke.
Mexican. It is. It is. I don't think I ever got above maybe a B plus. I might have gotten an A minus one quarter. And interestingly enough, I actually had my Spanish teacher write my letter of recommendation
What's
for
his name again? He
places.
was so nice.
Senora, no, Senora Ratz.
Oh, that's
Carol,
Senora Ratz.
yeah.
Carol Ratz.
And so, but I tested really well though. I always did really well in the standardized tests. And there was a part of me that was a little unnecessarily rebellious, and I don't know why. But when I got a really good score on the math section for the ACTs and the SATs, I said, screw it, I'm not taking math my senior year.
Girl,
So I
what is up
didn't.
with that? I got a crazy score on math on my ACT. I got a 34.
That a girl?
But
Come
like
on.
again, so I hear you. And so you just didn't take math our senior year?
No.
Atta girl.
And everyone advised against it. The college counselor said it was a bad idea. I don't know why I just gave the middle finger and said, I'm fine. I don't know what it was, which is interesting because I so loved math as a child. And I feel like I had some negative experiences in math class in high school, whether it was the teacher or the people in the class, or I just wasn't as excited about it anymore, which is unfortunate because I feel like my life would have looked totally different at Johns Hopkins had I gone that particular route. And I
Yes, it would
didn't.
have.
But I'm not enough of
You
a
would have been some
perfectionist to
like
do that.
baddie, like CEO of some like crazy.
I thought I wanted to be a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I could. I mean, you would
I'm not
crush
enough of a
that too.
perfectionist, though.
I see that.
I could do great in sales, but I'd be like, that nose job's good
That's
enough. It's fine.
plenty.
Just stitch
That's
it.
good. It
Stitch
looks straight. You know, like through one of those.
like this.
Yeah, you're like, it looks good. So that's interesting. But so you brought up a trigger actually concept for me. College counselor. She doesn't matter who that was for us, but there was a college counselor in our building, and I actually hold a lot of my take a lot of issue with that person in our journey because
Did you
this.
have the she or the he?
I think it was the she.
Okay.
Right? There did she. I thought there were two she's back to back.
Maybe. Okay, probably. Okay.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. That
Yeah.
person in that office in that building, I hold a lot of issue with them for this exact reason. We go to a school again of 90 kids a class. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew what everybody was about. I am a pretty open book, and I like to think that even though I've grown in my maturity and in my life, I'm pretty on track with who I was in high school, which is like could talk to anybody. Love sports, love sports, love sports, likes to hang out with the guys and can talk to anybody. Those are kind of like my six most important things that tracked in my personality. So these people that had the audacity to make me sit in these meetings and be like, liberal arts is best because that's what was best for the school. That's what looks good for this private school that we went to. And no one thought to say to me, because did you ever get this sense that it was like a shame, that it was a bit of a shameful to like go to like a bigger state school? Like, no one wanted to grab me and be like, you know what you could get into? The University of Missouri. No knock to Missouri. Great journalism school, great sports. For the love of God, send me to an SEC college. But no, nobody at our school thought that was like good enough. And so they're sending me to all these meetings, which like we are so lucky. These people from the colleges, these representatives, come to our school. The fact that I even got let into the room that you were in with the USC rep is embarrassing. Like, why was I even in there? I should not have been allowed to apply. So I start to look at my grades in comparison to some of these schools, and I'm like, I'm not going to get into jack shit at these colleges. Are you kidding me? So then I'm like, well, if I want to do something in entertainment, I just should go to California. Like, that was my next thing. Like, just period, end of sentence, go to California. So I just start flipping through the book. What am I going to get into? Random ass schools out here. Never even been to the campus. Apply to those. Get into like some of them. I don't know. But the point is, no one along the way wanted to stop me and be like, girl, we can see what you're about, and it's not what we're generally preaching to, let's say, 80 of the kids who over here, who are excellent students, and they're going to go to these liberal arts colleges. Let's talk over here privately and like maybe address that you should go to one of these like bigger schools that might have a more liberal acceptance policy of like a GPA that comes from these, like, a pretty intense private school. So I always, like, I take gripe with these people, with some of the adults that were in our lives at the time who couldn't, like, read the room. And to double down, the last thought on this, when I went to transfer, I went back to our high school and said, I need guidance again. And they sent me back on a wild goose chase on small liberal arts colleges.
Oh.
And I was like, what is up with you people? That's when it really validated it for me, that I felt like there was part of the administration that was like, it was about the list. It was about where people went and not about reading the child. And I will always, again, like, it's not my parents' fault. I just will always carry that with me of, like, reading the room. So anytime I get invited to go back to speak to that school, which, by the way, they take so much pride in what I'm doing now, I'm always like, yeah, I was a bad student. Like, that's like what I start with. I'm like, no pressure.
Totally.
Like, no pressure on anybody. I was not a good student. And I think I don't get asked a lot back anymore.
Hey, you know, you're doing your thing. And it's so interesting that you say that. I honestly don't remember a lot of those conversations, other than I felt like I already knew or had an idea. I don't feel like I necessarily went in there looking for
guidance,
help, or for guidance. Interestingly enough, I felt like I had it figured out, even though I had no idea what in the world I was doing. In actuality, I, non-linear type B last minute procrastinator brain that I have, the only reason I even made the deadline to apply to USC was because the deadline was in Pacific time. I totally forgot about it. So at 10 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at night Central time, I was on the internet's
submit,
at the time,
submit, yep.
Just submit, and barely made the cutoff for my early decision or whatever it was for USC.
And so did it come down to the wire for you, like, to decide to go there?
In what way? Like that I want.
Like, did you, I think you're supposed to decide by, I don't know, like April 1st, let's just call it that. Like, were you like rolling it over in March, or were you like, USC, I'm going to go there?
No, I mean in terms of like my actual application.
Oh,
so
right,
getting
the
application.
But then once you found out that you got in, did you know you were going to go to USC? Yeah,
immediately. As soon as I saw it, I knew. I pretty much knew and had my sight set on it almost immediately. There was a moment where I considered staying home and going to Carleton because I really wanted to be a Minnesota Vikings cheerleader. And I felt like I would be missing out on a lot of moments at home with my older brothers and me being the youngest. There was a moment.
Can you imagine, for those watching, these colleges like Carleton? Carleton is in the fight song of the original school that I went to. Like, here we would have been in this same tiny small town that makes cereal.
It's tiny. It's tiny. Northfield, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Can you imagine? Well, you can, because you were
there for 2 years.
And you didn't stay very long.
I stayed for 2 years.
You did your best.
I got into Pepperdine, like the second semester Pepperdine admission, which always, and I remember, you know what the other thing is? You didn't study abroad.
Never. Did
Neither
you?
Neither did I. No, I had zero interest.
No desire.
Zero. Oh my gosh. Wait,
none.
We found our commonplace. So the Pepperdine way is, I'm sure more schools can claim this now, but truthfully, the Pepperdine way was like, there's like no sophomores on campus. Like, they brag about it. There's like five.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, I want to be one of those five. I don't want to leave. So I panicked and didn't go to California. And honestly, same thing. I do wonder what my life would have looked like if I had waited a semester, gone. The other thing that I think, and I've talked to my mom about this, so I feel fine sharing it, but she's just going to be like, oh, the shame. I'm like, Mom, remove parental shame. Like, it's fine.
The shame.
So
She did great.
I got that January admission to Pepperdine. And again, where we grew up, like, I try not to say any of these things out of like curse and shame on you if you did this. But like, when I had accepted to go to Pepperdine, my mom was like, you're not just going to hang around this house for a semester. You're going to go to the community college. And I was like, did I just go to this like intense private school for 4 years to go take community? What are people going to think of me? And that was part of why I backed out, because and I was like, Mom, in hindsight, I feel like you could have taken the pressure off the gas a little bit and been like, go get a job at Macy's. Like, just go, like, go get a job. And actually probably would have honed my skill of just like, oh crap, like, I really want to work for my college degree now. And that's a large part of why I did reverse course drove down to Northfield, Minnesota, asked St. Olaf to give me my spot back, and got put into this like random freshman dorm in the end of campus because I was like the last kid like that took her spot.
Oh.
And because I didn't say I was going to St. Olaf until like June. Like I everything was set. And then I was like, just kidding. And I went to St. Olaf a lot because my sister was there, a lot to play, keep playing basketball. I was going to miss that a lot. I didn't realize that until after the fact. And I was, you know, and I just didn't want that judgment of like, wait, what do you mean? Like, I hold community college actually in like much different regard now. And because I then took classes in the summer to catch up because, again, bad student. But at the time I was like, oh, wait, nobody else does this. I've never seen anybody like pave this path. And so I like didn't. And now that feels strange. I actually disagree. I don't should have done anything. The way it panned out is great. But
right.
I do remember that feeling like, oh, I'm not supposed to do this. There was a lot of should-haves. And I don't know if you maybe didn't feel that way because you had your options of mm-hmm. schools. And you just seemed like, looking back on it, the way you talk about it, you're incredibly self-aware and mature about the whole process.
I don't know. I don't know how to explain this. And for me, I call it God. And it sounds so silly, and I know you're cringing
No, I'm not.
But there was something that I can't describe, but when I opened up the USC website and I saw the song girls and their pom-poms in their hands, I just fully knew and believed I was meant to be there.
Mm.
And there were so many parts of my college experience where I just felt like I saw it so vividly and so clearly, and then those things happened. Does that mean that my college experience was easy? Not at all. Not to mention, I went to college in Los Angeles. So was it like everything you see in the movies? Yeah, it was. It was better. And also, it was really hard. And I did start working my freshman year and my sophomore year and my junior year. And when everyone else had their job lined up junior year, I decided to take the path less traveled my senior year and have no idea what I was doing and take every single job I could and mm-hmm. just hustle my ass off where mm-hmm. no one cared how I went to USC or that I went to a great journalism school or what my grades were. And I kind of knew that, but there were just so many pieces that I believed even as early as freshman year in high school, that it was like, this is everything that I've been working for. And certain things went my way. Certain things didn't. Mm-hmm. I never thought I would get cut from the team. Why'd I never thought that cut? Would happen. You know, so something that I just sort of thought about the other day that I've never really talked about before is I fully sabotaged my audition. I was in this place of, and maybe I have the tiniest glimpse of being an athlete. Some people don't think dance is athletic. I do. And in many cases, I would say we practiced more than the football team and didn't get nearly as
for
much.
For sure, more
many
like
perks.
Total body muscle and coordination.
Right.
My Lord.
And
so
So the way that it works is, or the way that it used to work was, you audition in the fall, mm-hmm. you start practicing during basketball season, and then you really make your debut during that football season, and that begins your year. So it's one calendar year, a little mm-hmm. bit more than that is how it works. And then from there, you can audition again. After I auditioned a second time, they started to put cuts on you could only do the squad for up to 2 years because I think they saw some people starting to burn out if they did mm-hmm. it for more than that.
Yeah.
And for me, it was, you know, the reality is that my experience on the team was not great. Like I was so proud of it. I was so grateful for it. It was all I ever wanted. And also it was really, really hard on me physically, mentally, emotionally. Mm. And there was a part of me that when it came to time to audition again, I didn't know if I actually wanted to audition or if I just didn't know what else to do because my whole life was dance. Yep. Like I have some level of empathy for a lot of football players who have no idea what to do when they don't make it to the NFL or mm-hmm. if they get cut after a year, because I realized my whole identity was tapped into dance. I for my whole life, I didn't know anything other than dancing 3, 5, 7 days a week, mm-hmm. wearing tights. Like I didn't even know how to dress myself, Jamie, because what was so
you
awesome
wore a
about
uniform.
Being, right.
Yeah.
Like you're given warm-ups, you're given dance. Like I just didn't, other than my going out, like I didn't know, I still don't know how to dress myself casually. Honestly, I still wear like basically the equivalent of dance pants every day. And so there was a part of me that waited until the very last minute to prepare my audition. I pretty much winged it and I bombed the audition and there was no way around that. And I, part of myself knew subconsciously, I'm not going to make it. Part of me knew I didn't want to make it, but then I believed, well, if I do, then maybe I'm supposed to. But, it, even though I sabotaged it, it was still one of the biggest heartbreaks. And
wow.
At the time being 20 identity crises
yeah.
of my life, because I didn't know what I was without that and had so much value put on myself of making that particular team. And also that's what made me start as a sophomore working professionally in entertainment news. That's when I started working at E! News. That's when I started my blog. That's when I started uploading videos on YouTube. And so in hindsight, it's one of those little butterfly effect moments that didn't make sense at the time, but made everything else make sense in the end. And even the same thing, like I remember freshman year, we're going through sorority rush and I see the rush chair and the president walk out. And I was like, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to be. So part of my no desire to go study abroad was, well, if I study abroad, I can't run for rush chair. And that's like all I wanted. So there were just little
Did you do it? Chess pieces.
Yes, I totally did it. Absolutely. Yeah. There were chess pieces happening in my brain that I don't know. I don't know. The Taylor Swift Mastermind song. That's my life.
Chess pieces. Shout out Sprinting and Stilettos.
Shout out Sprinting and Stilettos. My first blog ever.
I love
my BLOG. Like blogspot.com, I think is what that place was called.
Blogspot.com. I mean, but you had the pictures of the high heels. You had the whole thing, girl. That was professionally done very early on. I remember perusing that. And again,
yeah,
carrying Creeper. It green with envy. Oh my God. Yeah. This is when we weren't speaking.
But you, okay. So you went to school in Minnesota. You stayed two years.
Yes.
What did you always know that at some point you were going to transfer? Did you hit a moment where you were like, I can't do this anymore? Because you didn't, you said that initially you were like, I just know I want to be on the West Coast, but you didn't go to the West Coast, girl. No. You went all the way east. So like,
yes,
what?
I did. So I mean, let's be honest, you know why, part of why I wanted to go to the West Coast. My high school sweetheart was at USC. That was another big old California reason. And like that happens, like, you know, that was a whole 27 other chapters that we're probably not going to discuss publicly, but like there, that was like a whole West Coast like pull for me. Okay. So then I go to the small school in Minnesota, and like, I do fulfill what I just hold so near and dear to my heart now is playing two more years of basketball. Cause like I started as a freshman. I was like, I was really good. Like I was the guy. And this is the other thing. The last thought I would have about that is I was good enough to play some level of Division I basketball.
Why I thought, of course you can apply to these schools. Like, you're really
good at school. I say that now, like with, I don't say it like I'm bragging, like just knowing what I know about it. But my parents did this really interesting thing with me, which was, I actually think it backfired a little bit. But again, I totally respect the parenting approach, which was, they always said to me, your ability to go to a school, this was more based in financials, bless our souls, your ability to go to a school should not rely on your ability to play basketball. Like, and I think what they were trying to do is be like, go wherever you want to go, apply, we got your back. And what I think could have been done differently has been like, no, you should use this to your advantage. Like, you should, let's push her to, because our team was so good. And like, I was actually the worst girl on my high school team. All those girls went off and played D1. And here I was, you know, I should have like rolled their coattails a little bit more and gone and even just walked on. You know, like I didn't have the understanding. Like, my husband was a preferred walk-on at Michigan. Like, that was a whole other way.
For what sport?
For football.
Really?
Yeah. He was a kicker.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, the kicker.
He was like crazy soccer player until his junior year at Minnetonka. Oh. And then Minnetonka was like, come kick. And then he like, of course, was just like the best at that. And then they won state. And then he went to Michigan for it. I was like, what? Like, you just. But also, he's another like annoying test taker. He's like, I could have gone to like Army or Notre Dame or Michigan. I was like, oh, the options. Like, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Northwestern. I'm like, oh, casual. Just turn Northwestern out. Whatever. Anyways. I look back now and to your point about playing the game, I didn't really start playing the game probably till my 20s in my career. Mm. I didn't know how to make it work for me with academics. Like, I was aware that I didn't have the it factor when it came to the book smart, but I didn't use like sports enough, I think, when I was in school trying to get in places. So that being said, I went and I fulfilled like what was really fun for me. My dad went to that college. My sister was there, her senior year. I played basketball. Then the people that I was closest to, her, one of my dearest friends still to this day, they go and they leave. They graduate. They move on. And I'm
How
like,
dare they?
Oh, my God. Like, I'm just going to be in this town by myself.
Also, we were all alone?
To your point, everyone was starting to, like, really kind of hone in on what they were going to do. And at this small school, it was med school or go work at Target headquarters. And I was like,
well, right.
that's not what I'm going to be doing. So I got my first TV internship up in Minneapolis, and I was like, oh yeah, no, this is it. And I tried to like make my own major at this small liberal arts college, and I was like, I'm out of here. And so I went back to our prep school, and they tried to give me advice, and it really went poorly. And I got into Arizona State School of Journalism or American, and I wanted to go to Arizona State so badly because I
Really?
find, yes, I had the clarity, like, it's the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. And I tried to convince my mom. I was like, mom, 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 it's okay. It's not Arizona State the way you know it, because the School of Journalism is in Phoenix. It's in downtown Phoenix.
Right.
I was gonna do like the studio apartment thing. I was gonna just like go. I was so excited, girl. I had the whole thing mapped out. And my mom was like, absolutely not. You are not going to that school. We know nobody in the state of Arizona or the surrounding four states. Like, what are you? No. And so I went to American, where my sister was in Baltimore and I was in DC. She's from Philly. Like, it all was fine.
Right, it worked
But
out.
then I struggled at American with friends, with school. It was horrible. It was just horrible. And I just, in that, about a semester or two in, I just was like, get me out of here as fast as possible. And the one redeeming thing was when I found that I could apply for and get an ESPN internship, which, like, honestly, of all the things, is the one thing that I hold near and dear to any of my college experience heart, which is like that, if nothing else. Like, when I, to your point, I can see my life. Like, when I arrived in Bristol bleep, Connecticut as an intern, I was like,
Oh, you did do it, so you got it.
oh, I got it. Oh, I
Yeah.
got it. Oh, hell yeah, I got it. And I moved there one summer for 10 weeks, and I was like, okay, this is what we're doing, people. Like, whether it's on the camera or not, like, and this is again for another like show, but I just knew in that internship, I was like, I will produce SportsCenter or be on SportsCenter. It will be one of these two. I cannot do anything else with my life besides this. I love it so much. Like, just move me to farmland in Western Connecticut. I don't care. I want to work in sports
Careful what you
television.
wish for.
It's true. I got one more move in me. I'm not sure about that. So it's, but I still like going to the physical act of going to class, doing the credits thing, like the BS, the, well, I couldn't even fulfill. I was a graphic design minor. Nope. Had to move on from that. I went through so many. I think my degree ended up being communication studies with a public health minor. And the only reason I passed
Oh.
public health minor was because of my upbringing in frickin' medical talk all the time at
Right.
dinner. I was like, oh, I can hang with this. I know that. So got that piece of paper and get me the hell out of there. I hated it so much. And it was just, it's
Oh,
representative
no.
of the one time of that really, a really large chunk of my life where I wasn't good at it. I didn't feel good about it. And I just want to move on from that. Well,
And
I
here you
don't, I keep
are.
talking about it, but like, you know what I mean? Like, we all hold these phases in our life, I think, very differently.
Do you still, though, having gone through what you went through, do you still hold college in a high regard? Or do you feel like having gone through what you did, you would have just skipped college altogether and
I don't think I would have skipped it, but I had to take an extra semester because I transferred. If anything, if someone had grabbed me by the shoulders early on and just be like, just grind for 3.5 years and it will be over. Or if someone could have said to me, like, listen, because the other thing about, you know, what you just, what something you mentioned earlier about, like, you were going into entertainment journalism, and like, I can't believe that going to USC like wasn't held in high regard in that field. It's just not. It's like who you
Nope.
know, pretty much. It's only who
It's
you know.
it's who you know, it's what size you are, it's getting into the audition room. Is there maybe like a little tweak of, oh, but it's really an afterthought versus how you get in the room? What you do get though is the network. And that's something that I'm having a lot of conversations with a lot of my parent friends when they're wanting to decide what school or school district or private versus public or homeschool or college is. I definitely believe that for me, USC was one of the first brands that I wore and that I can still carry with me. Where there are a lot of colleges, you know, we mentioned a couple names of them, where no one knows what college that is and no one's even involved on campus and there's nothing versus when, for example, even if I'm walking around Austin, if I see somebody with a USC sweatshirt, I'm going to yell, even if I'm in traffic 5 lanes
Fight
away
on.
across the street. Fight on. I'm going to do that. That's how I made friends with one of the Minnesota Vikings coaches who we got to meet when we did the where the reason why we met is because in the middle of the street, I said, fight on. He goes, I went there. And I go, I went there. And even though we went there 5 years apart, all of a sudden it was, let's exchange numbers. Let's be friends. And so even though, for example, no one really cared about me getting in the audition room, there were totally little micro moments in the in-between, whether it was how I got my first internship or how I was able to make certain connections. I didn't totally understand it, though, until after I left, like just how truly valuable that network was. And I was told that constantly. And in hindsight, I don't think I took advantage of it as fully as I could have. And also still, I know that I absolutely made a lot of what my time was there, and also got to, even in my classrooms, I went to one of those universities where you're not just getting the professor, you're getting people who are doing it. So we had, like, we had Chris Harrison from the Bachelor come in, and we had the executive producer of the Ellen Show, and just a lot of different experiences that, had we been anywhere else, I don't think I would have gotten those. But those were also my favorite classes. It wasn't the technical stupid how earthquakes work or health or whatever. It was how did you get from point A to point B, conversational, practical things. But ultimately, no one really teaches you how to navigate the interworkings of this crazy world that we've picked.
And that's where, that was the thread I was going to pull at again, like to you say what you say, like, do I think of it differently? I still don't value it because of this exact reason. If someone had come along and been like, go to, and I say big state school because that's what we call Minnesota, like where we came from, you know, like go to, just name a state and go there because they all have football. And I'm going to say this for the reason that I can't tell you professionally how many conversations I halted by saying the schools that I went to, because there's nothing to take from that. There's no, like, and so again, it was like this added brick of resentment for, like, not only did I hate my time and myself a little bit when I was there because I wasn't good at what I was doing, which was school, now these stupid places that I went to aren't even helping me in the rooms that I'm in when I'm starting my career. Like, oh, you went to American University? You're like, yeah, no football there. Like, I can tell you how many jokes I'd be like, yeah, undefeated since inception. Yeah. Right? So, like, if I had just gone literally anywhere else, literally anywhere, Iowa, Iowa State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, I don't care. Name a state, put the university of or a state university after it. If I had gone there, I would have been better off in terms of
New Mexico?
Yes. The Aggies, I think. No, the Lobos.
I did, though, have the opposite thing happen to me where, even though I wanted to do entertainment, because I went to a sports school and because I was a retired cheerleader, it was, oh, you should do sports. Oh, I was like,
don't even get me started on this with you.
I don't know that I should do that.
In my darkest of times in college, I'm going to close my eyes and put myself back here. You know what? Remember that time that you opened up the website and my face was on that pageant website?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm going to do that to myself right now. I actually, like, have anger in my chest. When I opened up and I saw you holding that ESPNU mic flag, the rage I felt, I was like, I could throw my can at the camera right now. I was like, that B, she is doing what I wouldn't. Oh my God. I was so mad. And it wasn't even at you. It was at the principal of whatever. I was like, why am I at this godforsaken school? I have no friends. I barely want to get out of bed to go to class. I can't pass a class, pass, fail. And this chick gets into this school. She doesn't even like sports, so I know. And here she is, Gisele Ugarte, ESPNU, USC. And I was like, ah! I can't. I thank God I got that off my chest. Oh,
oh my gosh, I'm crying.
It's true. It's true. I was so resentful towards you when I saw that. I was like, oh, she is.
I don't blame you.
She's going to do it. She is going to do it right in front of me, and she's going to rub it in my face.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
I forgot that right up until you said it. Oh, so many people said do sports.
Oh, I even remember going into one of the big talent agencies. And I was so excited that they even called me and invited me in for a meeting, because that's what everyone thinks is the golden ticket. And they were like, yeah, like, you would be great on Univision and Telemundo and doing baseball and soccer. And I'm like,
have we met?
Because.
Do you know why in hindsight? Like, do you have an awareness for it?
Because I look like this. And because I went to this place, that's really what they think. They think because I look even the slightest hint of J-Lo and Sofia Vergara that I have any business being on Telemundo or Univision where my Spanglish would be sniffed out like a dog. There's no, and they had no idea, but they just look at my name or my last name or my boobs.
And you're
they
good think, on camera and you.
Even a little bit. And they just assume, well, you'd be great with baseball. What?
Oh my God.
I don't even like baseball. Like, I at least suggest something that I enjoy that I can fake a little bit.
Yeah.
But like baseball and really baseball, let's be honest. What's that? The LA Dodgers. It's the most Mexican, you know, thing where it's baseball and soccer. Are you kidding me? What? Like, that makes no sense. And it was one of the hardest no's for me. And I'm looking back on it, I'm really proud of myself for in that moment, me saying no to the dream name, because it was just so apparent that there's no way they would be able to understand me at all, or put me in front of the right people, or put me in front of the right auditions, or any of that. But the world of YouTube at the time was just so unknown, and the potential was something that nobody understood. And so they just put me in the box that they assumed I belonged in. There were so many times where I went into casting rooms. There's one I distinctly remember where someone was like, well, you know, honey, when you look like this and your hair's like this and your body's like this, I don't remember if it was 13 or 14. It was like, it's 2013, honey. Anything less flamboyant than Sofia Vergara is underwhelming. And I'm like, that's not me. Oh, I'm not Sophie. Like, I was born here. What do you mean? This is how I talk. This is like, I just didn't. And even worse was the fact that he looked like me too. And so he was just putting me in the box that it was like a whole, anyway.
You saying just casting room is like so fabulous and intense. And I love it.
Casting room.
I've never been in a casting room.
Really?
No. What would I do that
you
for?
You've never had to like audition or send
in
a tape? Or...
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I feel like casting room is very Hollywood. It's very LA. That's not like, there's no casting room at ESPN.
Didn't you have to do like a screen test?
Yeah, we just call those auditions, I guess. Yeah, auditions.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. But casting room just sounds very like, very, very entertainment based. Oh, girl.
There's like the studio chairs.
No.
You know, and people staring at you.
That was, no, in sports TV, you go in and you physically, like, you're in the studio and you're wired up and they want to see how you do a highlight and how you, like, go to, they're in the control room. I guess they're just not right in front of you. But it just feels very different, like the path you take. So wait, maybe next week, since we just stumble into these conversations. Oh my gosh, what should we do next week? Because this is really fun. Even though I just yelled at you a little bit at the end.
You weren't yelling at me. You were yelling at a previous version of me.
And at myself. And myself. I was
and yourself.
I was yelling
and
at
mom.
Myself.
Yeah. And our guidance counselor.
And ESPN and you. I was yelling at the mic
trip.
Flag. Was that what it was called?
College Road Trip was the show. Well, there was ESPNU Campus Connection.
That's which was one.
And then ESPN or ESPNU, there's College Road Trip, which I remember it was hosted by Jen Brown.
Jen Brown, yes.
And I can't remember. I'm blanking on the guy's name, but I can see his face on the screen.
I know Jen Brown, two N's. Married an actor.
Yeah.
This was fun. Okay, so next week let's do something revolving around, like, should we do like two to three like weirdest jobs or early jobs or just should we do that?
That could be fun.
Yeah,
that could be a fun one.
I actually do want to hear about what like
how I made my millions my first semester out of college, where I made like less than $25,000 in a year.
Yeah,
and somehow made
that.
It work.
You know what I want to do is I want to review the beauty competition that you were on YouTube, because
oh no, Jamie, no.
Are you actually saying no? We don't want to review this.
Oh no, we can do whatever you want. No, we could do.
What was that thing called? What was it
called again? Keep going. Beauty Vlogger Boot Camp.
Beauty Vlogger Boot Camp. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
BBDC.
That was another thing that I just watched you do from afar, and we were not speaking at the time.
We were not speaking at
every
the time.
Every week I watched those episodes
in some way, shape, or form, I'm sure. There's one week in December that I'm going to be out, and I don't know if it's next week or the following, but we'll figure it out, and
people are saying career day in the chat, so maybe next time we're on career together, whether it be next week or 2 weeks from now, we'll do career day, which we could do.
The weirdest things
days.
That we did in the world of entertainment.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm in.
Okay. That was very therapeutic.
I'm so sorry.
What are you apologizing to me for?
I don't know. Just, you know, just the the hardship. I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm sorry that it hurt you so much.
I'm sorry. I am sorry that I competed in that pageant. I'm sorry that it hurt you because I did not belong there. I apologize for all of it.
And also, I'm not, because I'm glad that I lit a fire in you, that that's, you know, at least a glimmer of how you got to this.
Yeah.
Right? No, like, you always hear Olympians that are like, you know, where it's like Ryan Lochte and Michael Phelps, and it's like, I'm glad that you were in the pool. You made me better, you know?
Yeah. One of those things. Yeah. Totally. Girl.
Same.
Yes.
Same. Or something.
Same. See you maybe next Tuesday, I guess. You